Now, sometimes, if you're not in a live presentation, let's say you were on the telephone or they saw a DVD or they saw it online presentation, at that point, sometimes they're going to say, yeah, I'm pretty much ready to get started, but. By the way, the word but negates everything that was said in front of it. They're not really ready to get started. They need some more information. And when someone needs information, you need to resist the temptation to give them that information and instead pull out the most powerful tool we have in the business. This is the single most powerful closing tool we use on a daily basis. I use it every day. All the top leaders in the company use it. It's called the three-way call. The three-way call is where you stop answering the questions and bring in a third-party expert to answer those questions. Because, see, usually it's a friend that's working with you, someone you know. They've just seen the presentation. They like you. That's why they came. But one of the problems with your friends is they know you. So they know, like you heard earlier, that you don't know that much about this business yet because you may be pretty new. So you bring in that third-party validation, bring in an expert. And that's where a three-way call comes in. Let's talk about three categories there. First, when to use the three-way call. Anytime someone says maybe, but, anything other than flat out no. I agree completely with what you heard earlier with Brian McClure. If someone is definitely a no, very negative, it's time to end it, sign them up as a customer, and move on. But if they have a maybe, which is 80, 85% of the people you're going to talk to, then you need to go to the three-way call. But don't use a three-way call until they've seen the business presentation. That happens a lot. A lot of times people try and use a three-way call to get someone to come to a presentation. That can seem like a group sales technique and be kind of tough on the person. So once they've seen it, call in. It can be an upline, a sideline. Anyone you feel comfortable with working with can be the third-party expert. So that's when you use it. Why it works is, again, because they will listen to a third party better than they'll listen to you, especially if you use proper structure and edification. Let's talk about how to make a three-way call. It's really all about structure, or what I like to call posturing. You have to posture it properly. But first, let's line up our expert. So if I knew I was going to use Chris Atkinson as my expert, I'm going to call or text Chris ahead of time and make sure he's available, because I don't want to waste a shot with the prospect when he's not available. Once I've confirmed that with him, then it's also easier, because when I call him, he'll answer quickly and I just tell him, showtime. It's time for the three-way call. Chris and I have done a lot of them together. Now, I always want to have the prospect on the phone first. That's the most important posture of a three-way call. If you have your expert on the phone and you call the prospect, you're ganging up on him. And it's as if you're trying to sell him something. And, you know, the expert has got the goose laying golden eggs here. We've got the product. We've got the business. So you want to make sure that the prospect knows we're going to try and get a hold of the expert. So make it so the prospect is part of the process of trying to find the expert. So in this case, if my prospect was Oleg, I'd say, Oleg, I knew you'd have some questions, and I've got a guy that can answer those for you. I'm fairly new at this, but this guy is named Chris Atkinson. He's an executive consultant, one of the top money earners in the company, and has had extreme success because he knows how to help people become successful. He's very busy, so I'm not sure I can get him on a call, but I'll try. Now, that's a little bit of a white lie there, because I just confirmed that Chris is ready, right? But he's very busy, so, and I'm not going to ask him for permission. I'm just going to say, hang on a second. And I hit the flash button on my telephone. I call Chris. I say, showtime. Chris says, who you got? And I said, Oleg Peckerman from New York. He says, great. I flash back. And even though I already edified Chris before, the expert before, I'm going to re-edify now that we're all on the phone. And this process is fun, because this is where I tell Oleg, man, this is the guy I was telling you about. I'm so fortunate to get Chris Atkinson on the phone. He's an executive consultant, a top money earner. He and his wife have built a huge team all across the country in this. He's got the answer to everything. And Chris, let me tell you about Oleg, because Oleg is one of the most powerful businessmen I know in the Brooklyn area. He's going to be a huge asset to our team. He's the guy I've been telling you about, so I'm so glad. And then as the consultant, I'm going to back out then and say, Oleg, this is Chris. Chris, Oleg. And I'm going to be quiet at that point and turn it over to them. And here's one rule in the three-way call. If you, as the consultant leading the call, make one more comment until asked by the expert to speak, it goes downhill. It'll fail right there. You edify the expert, let the expert do their job, don't interrupt. And I've seen that many times where somebody introduces me to someone, and just when I start talking, they interrupt and say, oh, and all you have to do is get two people and sponsor, they sponsor three people, and they get two customers, and they get $100, and then you become a regional, and pretty soon the guy just wants off the phone. So let the expert speak. So, and of course, Chris is going to get on as the expert, and the first thing he's going to do is edify me as the consultant. So we're going to pump up Oleg, we're going to pump up Chris. Pretty soon we're all so pumped up that nobody can say no to each other. So it's a lot of fun that way. So to actually demonstrate this, what I'd like to do is ask my good friend, one of the top money earners in Ambit Energy, executive consultant from out of Houston, Texas, Chris Atkinson. Please come join me, Chris. Now we're going to switch roles from what I just said, and this time Chris is going to be the consultant, and he's going to call me as the expert, and he's going to be getting Phil Toler, his prospect, on the phone now that Phil has already seen the presentation. So we're just going to run through it live right now.
So guys, remember the first thing I've already done is I have already talked to Steve to make sure he's even going to be available. And he said he would be. Okay, and I know I'm supposed to call Phil back at 4:30. So now it's about 4:25. I've sent Steve another text message now that says, Steve, we're about 5 minutes away, so make sure you're ready. Okay, so now he knows. Now all I'm going to do is get my prospect, Phil Toler, on the phone. Hey, Phil, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris, what's up?
Hey, man, you did get a chance to watch the DVD?
Yeah, I sure did.
All right, you like what you saw?
So far.
All right, man, so are you ready to get started?
I need just a little bit more information, maybe.
I knew you'd say that. Phil, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, because I know that you have contacts not only throughout Texas, but you have an uncle in New York that you and I were talking about. What I'm going to do is bring a gentleman on the phone. His name is Steve Thompson. He's actually the gentleman that sponsored me into this business. Now, Steve travels all throughout all markets that we have, and he really knows this business in and out. I'm going to let him make sure he gives you the proper answer so I don't mess this thing up. And the next thing I do is I put him on hold while I get Steve on the phone. Okay, I didn't ask permission. I just let him know he's going to get the answers from the right person. So now I'm just going to flash over. I'm going to get Steve on the phone. Hey, Steve, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, I got Phil Toler on the line. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Absolutely. Hey, Phil, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, Chris.
All right, Phil, I managed to track down Steve Thompson. This is the guy I was telling you about. He travels all over the country building this business. Matter of fact, in just 2 more days, he's traveling back to New York. I believe that's where you told me your uncle was.
Yeah.
Now, Steve is a top income earner here. That's why I wanted him on the phone, because I know that you have some questions. Now, Steve, let me tell you about Phil. Phil's a worship leader down in Santa Fe, Texas, has a wonderful congregation going on. He's been in the industry for quite a while now, and he has contacts in all the markets that we're currently in. I wanted him to be able to speak to you today.
Hey, Chris, thanks for putting me on the phone. Phil, thanks for taking a few minutes out to talk to us today. We really appreciate you taking the time to look at the business, and you are so fortunate to find Ambit right now. But you're even more fortunate that you found it through Chris. Nobody builds a bigger business than Chris because he helps people just like he's helping you get started right now. So we're all in the right place at the right time. Now that you've seen the business online, I understand you've seen the presentation?
Yes, sir, sure did.
Is there any questions for you? I got to ask you a question. What'd you see you liked the best?
Well, naturally, the money.
Oh, the money, man. I tell you what, I've got a lot of nice things I can say about Ambit, but the money's why I'm here, because it can set you free. What else did you see you like?
Well, I like the idea that it's electricity.
You know, that it's electricity, that we get paid money for helping people buy a commodity they're buying anyway, and we're saving people money on that. Is there anything else really stood out to you?
No, the only question that I really have is the time issue. How much time will I need to spend?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because if you and I both like that it's electricity, it's a commodity, we both like that we can make a lot of money doing the business and time was the only issue, then that problem is solved for you, because when you first get started, Chris is going to do most of the work. Just like Chris and I did when we got started, all you need to do is make a list of a few people and help put them in touch with Chris. Let him do the work at first and help those people get started. You get your first few hundred or a few thousand dollars coming, and then you'll find more time to build a business. Fair enough?
Fair enough, absolutely.
Great. Well, Chris, I think Phil is going to be awesome at this business. And before I leave, let me ask you this. Be sure and give Phil Toler my personal cell phone number, because Phil, just like I'm here to help Chris, I'm here to help you. I wish you the best in the business. Hey, drop me a line and give me his contact information once he gets in the business. Phil, I look forward to working with you in the future. Bye.
Thanks, Steve.
And guys, I go right into it and say, Phil, do you have your pen and paper handy? Because I want to make sure you have Steve's number first. Let's get that done. I give him Steve's phone number. And then I say, Phil, so now what I understand is you are ready to get started. Is that true?
Yes.
Well, let's get to the website.
And that's the way it is. You assume the close, bring in the expert. The prospect that would have been tough on Chris with that time issue, we can brush the time issue off fairly quick because now I've got Chris to lean on. And your sponsor, your upline, is the answer to all the objections.